With that being said, let's do a short meditation to prepare ourselves to receive the message from Kryon. And it's as simple as this. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And focus on the area of your heart. Your heart has emotional intelligence. And your heart knows what you wish to do, which is to relax, find the center of your being. The center of your being is always in a state of peace. Being peace, tranquil, and calm is your natural state of being. And this meditation is to remind you of that natural state of being that is innately yours. And as we connect with our center, we feel the eternal peace because it's connected with our eternal soul. And in gratitude and love, let us now continue to receive the messages from the loving entourage of Kryon that is coming through the veil in a third language being delivered to you.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Each time that my partner brings me to this place, in this, which is a place where many observe, it's different. This is a healing program. And yet it's also a platform to discuss so much that is magnificent about the human being. And so you're going to hear a various array, you might say, of subjects, but they're all going to center on you. We've spoken about the times that you're in. And that will play into this channel a little bit. Because you wonder, is all of this random? This being your existence here, the systems that put you here, past lives, if you believe that. And coming to this planet at this time to experience this, there are many who would say, well, it's too bad I had to be this time, without understanding. This is an appointment you made. You wouldn't have had it any other way. It brings up the whole question of how much control you have over what happens to you. And I don't mean here, because we have discussed that many times, dear ones. We've discussed a reality that you have that is indeed one that you choose, one that you direct. We have told you many, many times that how your consciousness sees the world is how the world becomes for you. This is very difficult for many who say, I see. You mean that I'm not going to step out and have the chance of being run over by a truck like everyone else? And the answer is, you're right, you won't, because your consciousness won't put you in that situation. We have discussed that very thing. Can consciousness field those kinds of issues? And the answer is yes. And we say field those kinds of issues because you are dealing with something called the field. Fielding something means to work with it. You work with a reality so you be in the right place at the right time. Your consciousness, if it's high enough, will direct you there. This is you controlling your own reality, but it's far, far greater than that. That's while you're here. Are there systems, you might ask, that would put you in other places where you have a say about esoteric things? Now, what would those things be, you might ask? And the answer is everything. How esoteric would you like to get? Well, seeing as though you're listening to channeling, you're already there. The first belief systems on this planet, long time ago, started understanding a staple of existence for you and your soul. And that is that you come and go and come and go and come and go. The soul that you have is eternal, but many of your belief systems today that are supposed to be modern have decided that that soul is somehow linear. It shows up when you're born, and it goes somewhere else when you die, and it goes from A to B, and that's it. Not understanding that that soul of yours has no beginning, it has no end. Because you see, the soul is part of that which is the creative source, it's part of God. So in that, there is a system, and that system is past lives and future lives. The system is, if you wish to call it, reincarnation, where your soul reincarnates over and over again. This was the intuition of the first systems on the planet. And even this day, right now, more believe in that system than not. So it's not something that belongs to a few. But let's ask the question, if you believe in these things, what is the system? And in that, how much do you have to say about it? Now, if you buy into what many tell you, you don't have anything to do with it. It's like the king on high directs it. And that, dear one, is linear. It comes from you in a human family. That's what your father would do, or a king would do. That's what government would do. And that is often how you see God. That's not how it works at all. You've heard of collective consciousness. It's more than that. When you're on the other side of the veil, dear ones, you are connected to all that is. Are you understanding that? You may understand the verbiage, but you can't really truly understand it because that is a connection that is not for you here. You are part of all that is when you're not here. And therefore, there is no committee meeting to decide if you're coming back, when you're coming back, what gender you will be, what you're going to do, who you'll be with, what culture you'll be in, all of these things. There's no committee to decide that. There's no instructions that come down in a book to help you decide that. I've described this many times to you, and yet I want to tell you again, this is more magnificent than you think. It's you with that which is all the other entities making instant decisions, if you even want to call them decisions, it's a knowingness of how you will come back, who you will be. We've told you many times that the system of reincarnation is one that honors the human. And that means you often come back in the same culture and the same language, even often the same gender, for many years before there's ever a change. This honors you, for that means that you awaken with an Akash that you recognize. The language is recognizable, the culture is recognizable. And as you grow up with certain parents, You're having the same experiences you've had over and over, and it's comfortable, and you fall into a pattern. The entire reason for reincarnation is learning. You might say it is a school of consciousness that creates an old soul. And with many, many lifetimes, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, what happens at the end of that is maturity. And with free choice, you either awaken or not to a grander truth. Welcome to the grander truth. But I want to tell you more about what's happening there. You're part of it there. I want you to understand just how much is involved in this that you have something to say about. Oh, I know what you're going to tell me, Cryon. You're going to tell me that I selected my parents, and you're going to tell me that I selected all the things that I'm going to doing. I'm going to tell you, Cryon, there is no way I would have chosen those people. You see, I've been here before, and I've heard you, human being, because you don't understand. You don't understand the system. The system is not about personalities. It's about energy and love and compassion and learning. You will stand there at the wind of birth, seemingly with millions of other souls making decisions at the same time, and you will look and see and understand you're going to come down to this planet and be born, perhaps, of difficult parents in dysfunctional families. And the entire reason is because you're going to be the only old soul. And as you start to grow up, you'll have an awakening of knowingness, and they won't have not a clue. You understand where this is going. You become their teacher. How do you like it so far? This is what many of you have chosen, and you have to do this because that is the compassionate way of God. When I say you have to do it, I mean there is no other choice. That is the way of it. That is the road of compassion. That's the road of understanding and maturity. And you will stand there and say, what is the most difficult place? Because there is light needed in this family. I want to come over here and do this and that. And then at the same time, you'll say, and I want to continue being a musician. I want to continue with my artistics. I want to continue to think a certain way. All of that is honored, if you noticed. And musicians become musicians. So the creative parts of you, those blessed, beautiful parts, can continue, even in dysfunctional families. This is more complex than you think. There's this idea that the more lifetimes you're in, the more you graduate, and the nicer life you're going to have. So the more lifetimes you live, the more comfortable you'll be lifetime after lifetime. Let me give you a reality check. The more mature you are and the more lifetimes you have under your belt, the more you can do for the planet when it needs you, especially in dysfunctional places like families who don't know anything about that creative, beautiful source, and you do. I'm talking to so many of you who become what we have called the black sheep of the family. You're not welcome home. But let me tell you something. You have had a huge influence. You've made them think about things. You've made, perhaps, changes in their Akashic record. Did you know that's possible? You are interfacing with everyone here in a multidimensional, grander way than you think. You're planting seeds everywhere you go. What they do next, the lifetimes they live next, will have you in their Akash as a remembered teacher with things they can never forget. Things you've told them that they may disagree with, but then they can see who you are. We've told you before, no matter who says what to you, show them kindness. No matter what names you are called, show them understanding and kindness. No matter what they do because they don't agree with you, even perhaps to disowning you or telling you to go away and not come back, I want you to see what they are going through in their dysfunction because they don't have the love that you do. And treat that accordingly because you have the compassion and the love to look at them and say, no matter what you say or what you do, I love you. And that will change them. It always does. It always does. Oh, you have so much influence on who you are today by appointment on this earth to be right here going through this, old soul. And so it is.